Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has signed emergency legislation giving the state control over the investigation of Boston's Big Dig Highway project. Sections of the tunnel were closed this week after 2.5-ton slab of concrete fell from the tunnel ceiling and crashed onto a car, killing a passenger. The Big Dig is the largest highway project ever built in the United States. For the past generation, it has been acclaimed as a bold engineering marvel and criticized as a boondoggle and a bonanza for local political corruption funded by the federal government. It cost $15 billion to build and open 10 years late, but until now, most of the problems have been confined to leaks and bribes. Scott Hellman is a reporter for the Boston Globe. He joins us from Boston. Mr. Hellman, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Do you drive through the tunnel?
I do, quite often. Like most people here, it's hard to avoid. And frankly, after enduring so many years of construction, you know, you want to use the thing.
Are people avoiding it? What can you tell so far this week?
Yes. No, I mean, not necessarily by choice. I mean, obviously, this is sort of the first time where you can attribute a death on the roads to its failings. You know, understandably, the officials in charge here have closed the section where it happened, as well as a few others, to make sure that this does not happen again.
Engineers have isolated what they believe to be the potentially most troublesome spots, haven't they?
That's correct. There's a certain way that some of these concrete ceiling panels are sort of attached, and it has to do with a certain bolt structure and the way that this epoxy is applied to that bolt. Now, there's a bunch of places around a few tunnels that this structure has apparently been used. There are some initial indications that other places could be problematic as well, but these are precisely the places that they're checking out, you know, 24 hours a day now.
The chairman of the Turnpike Authority, Matthew Amarillo, has refused to step down, but by signing this order, has Governor Romney essentially taken all of his authority away from him?
Not all, but a good amount of it. I mean, this is a pretty significant bill and something on a normal day you would never see the Democratic legislature pass so quickly. But clearly, the lawmakers here who tend to resist most everything of what Governor Mitt Romney does saw the urgency and passed this thing. What it does is it gives him two big things. It gives him, A, the control over when this part of the tunnel opens, and control over the sort of immediate inspections of all these problem areas. And then on a more broader level, he now has the power to do what he called a stem-to-stern inspection of the entire Big Dig, other problems that may arise that perhaps we haven't foreseen yet.
Mr. Hellman, is there widespread public concern that's being expressed in the basic engineering of so massive a project?
That's probably overstating it a little bit. That said, I think it's pretty remarkable that, like you mentioned in your introduction, this is supposed to be this engineering marvel for Massachusetts, and here you've got the governor, at the very least, the governor and the Speaker of the House sort of questioning whether or not they feel safe driving through it and questioning whether it should have been done in the first place. And that's a pretty remarkable development when this thing is supposed to be the wonder of the engineering world.
Is U.S. Attorney going to be busy on this, whoever he or she is, for the next few years?
He already has been. Our U.S. Attorney, Michael Sullivan, has already indicted one firm for providing shoddy concrete on the project. This is hopefully unrelated to what's happened this past week. There are, I think, about five or six at last count different investigations into this, so we'll see what comes of it.
Is it easier to hold corporations responsible because they've been in business all these years, but politicians come and go and leave office? And
I mean, the questions on sort of who is ultimately at fault here, there's been a lot of blame laid on the Turnpike for lack of oversight. There's been a lot of blame heaped on the civil engineering company that oversaw this whole thing and the general contractor. It's hard to know at this point who's exactly responsible. My sense is everyone will probably have some sort of hand in it in the end, and this is part of why the governor has repeatedly called for the Turnpike Authority head to go, because he feels like, you know, ultimately the buck stops with him, and whatever wasn't done, it's his responsibility.
Scott Hellman, reporter with the Boston Globe, thanks very much.
My pleasure.